Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode. Thanks for joining me on this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast, or the KMC as we like to call it. I'm so thankful for every one of you that take time out of your week to listen to this podcast. I never would have imagined years ago when Ron Brooks and I started the KMC radio show that this podcast would be going on and on. But I'm thankful that God has allowed me to speak into ministry lives. And so thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making it possible. We just went over 25,000 downloads as of episode 76 with Mike Johnson. And that is, to me, amazing. It blows me away, even international listeners. So thank you. If you're listening outside the United States, thanks for listening. And I would love for you guys to take a moment, just a couple minutes, and go over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you're listening to, and leave us a review, even on Podbean, where this is also hosted. We would love to have you do a review because that just helps us get up in the ratings so that more people can hear about the podcast. And I would love and be honored if you would take a moment to do that. I also want to thank you for, if you're part of our Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, thank you for being a part of that. We went over the 3,000 member mark, and I am so thankful to see how many are interactive in our group and participating. We may not be the largest Kid Ministry Facebook group, but I am thankful because I think our group is different than any other group out there, where we are growing and learning together and sharing things together, and that there's been some good discussions and there's been some good resources shared and ideas shared there, and where people are finding help and encouragement. So thank you for being a part of our Facebook group. And if you're not, if you're a listener to this podcast, I would encourage you to go check it out. Please answer the questions, because I don't put anybody in the group if you don't take a time to follow the directions. So make sure you do that. So it's just me on this episode, Tom Bump, your host and friend. And I want to say thank you again for taking this time to listen. I thought I would take a few moments just to have a conversation with you, my friends, about what I see God doing in kid ministry. I've been noticing a lot of different things in the kid ministry world and watching different Facebook groups that identify as kid men focused. And there's a lot of different things happening. Some great, amazing things. Leaders who are so innovative and creative. I also see a lot of crowdsourcing that sometimes I kind of wonder and scratch my head, why are you asking that question? Have you seen some of those questions? Come on, gang. We can figure some of these kind of things out on our own. We don't always have to crowdsource everything. But if you're trying to be innovative, if you're trying to be creative and really searching for something new and fresh, by all means, let's ask, let's dig in, let's debate. But let's remember to keep love at the front. Let's never make it personal. Let's be careful that we honor God, even with our typing words, not just our spoken words. We represent our Savior and King. So let's be careful out there, gang, because I see sometimes some of the discussions where anybody that has a disagreement with the point of view that's being expressed, people jump all over. Please, let's not do that. Let's honor each other and realize that we are going to have different perspectives on things. And that's okay. That's what makes the body of Christ better. And if we can't listen to each other, then God have mercy on our churches and our communities. Because we're the leaders, and we're supposed to be able to have respectful discussions. So let me encourage you, especially if you're in the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, which I monitor very, very closely for this kind of thing. And don't be surprised if you come across and you try to do something that's mean-spirited or sounds mean-spirited. I will biblically confront you because I love you and I want to bring out the best in everybody. And I invite opposing viewpoints on our page. I want people to interact and to discuss and to lovingly debate, but it's never to get personal. So let's keep it out there, folks. And let's remind each other that we represent Jesus first and foremost. If we can't do that on Facebook pages, how will we ever stand in front of the children? Now, let me tell you, here's another thing I've noticed in kid ministry world lately. Everyone is focused and struggling on finding volunteers. Finding them, recruiting them, training them, onboarding, retaining. People are struggling. Leaders are struggling, going, where can I find volunteers? How do I get people? Apathy feels like it's at an all-time high in our churches. Nobody cares. Senior leaders don't care. There's all sorts of things that people are expressing as reasons why they can't get volunteers and build their teams, and everybody is struggling. I see lots of conferences that are offering bunches and bunches of breakouts, all focused on how do I get volunteers? How do I get people to serve the children? What can I do? Let me tell you, what we're facing in the church world, in my humble opinion, is a real lack of discipleship. We've put a lot of emphasis on Sunday mornings and creating environments and themes and all those kind of things for adults as much as kids. We put a lot of emphasis on Sunday morning worship experiences for adults and kids. And here's the thing. Then we tell everybody, especially the adults, go join small groups because that's where you'll go deeper in your faith. But are people really doing that anymore? Are people really taking the time to dig deeper? I don't have any scientific answers. My answer is really more observation than anything. But I kind of wonder sometimes, and maybe you do too, are people, adults I'm speaking of, going into small groups for discipleship, for study of God's word, or is it really more of the social fun hangout rather than going deeper? I don't have a complete answer to that. Like I said, that's my observation, and it's in the form of the question. Is that what's happening rather than true discipleship? Well, all I know is my world that I live in a lot of, and that's kids ministry. So what can kid ministry leaders do? Instead of beating up people, instead of criticizing them on the forums and bashing our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, let's make some changes. Let's challenge ourselves as leaders to lead up through the children. If we believe children can make a difference in our world, then let's do something about it. Let's make sure that we're using God's word with the kids, holding God's book in our hands and teaching them and helping them understand and realize that they can hold God's book in their hand. They can spend time in it. They can understand it. And it will speak to them if they're willing to listen and obey it. Let's take our Sunday mornings and make it more than just about singing and having fun. Let's teach the kids what they're singing and what it means. Let's help them to understand that worship isn't just about jumping around and fast, upbeat praise songs and clapping and jumping and dancing, but it can also be a slow worship song. Even a modern spin on older theology-rich hymns can connect with kids today. But what's important is that we're teaching them, what does it mean to worship? This is part of discipleship. This is part of going deeper with our faith, connecting with God, listening for His voice and His Spirit's calling, so that we're helping kids like Samuel when they hear God's voice to realize and say, I'm listening, Lord, speak. Listen, if you need help with how to help kids learn how to worship, there was just a few podcasts ago where my friend Yancey came on and talked about her curriculum, Heartbeat. Let me tell you, it's one of the best, if not the best, curriculum I've seen out there that helps you focus in on teaching children to go deeper in worship, that it's more about singing, that it also includes prayer and reading God's word. Whether you're standing, whether you're kneeling, whether you're raising your hands or putting your hands together folded in prayer. You know, we need to teach our children that Sunday mornings is really about connecting to God in a way so that they can put on the whole armor and stand against the enemy's attacks that happen Monday through Saturday. We need to be preparing our children. And if we want to see a difference in our churches, then let's help our kids learn what it means to be disciples. We can do that in our small groups. We can help kids connect to God and to each other. We can help them to listen and encourage each other, to serve each other. Man, I know so many churches still don't have children serving each other, serving in the church. I want to challenge you, find opportunity for kids to serve. Give them that opportunity to grow in their own faith and to use what they're learning on Sunday and put it into action so that we don't keep facilitating this consumer mentality. Challenge our kids to serve. Put them into action. I would love to see a church not only teach God's word to the kids, but then put them into action immediately so they're using it right away, rather than waiting and waiting and waiting until they grow up and then hoping they'll come back and serve. I want to challenge you. What are some ways that kids can serve right now? I know for me and in my other ministries that I've been in, I've had kids serve as ushers and greeters and check-in people. I've had them in the technology running sound and lights and audiovisual. I've had them on our praise and worship team. I've had them leading games and review games, leading prayer times, even leading small groups. Yeah, I had kids that were in fourth and fifth grade leading small group for kindergarten and first graders or even preschoolers. And they're fantastic when you train them and equip them to handle God's word and to love their fellow children. It's amazing what God can do. God's not done with the church, and I believe we as a church need to start doing more and more heart checks and really see what's important and does it line up with God's word. Okay, next topic on this random episode of KMC Podcast. It's conference season again, and I know D6 just wrapped up. It's one of the conferences that's on my bucket list for next year in 2020 to get to. But there's Etch, and then one of my best and favorite things is CPC. Then Orange will be following that in 2020. Let me tell you, these conferences are fantastic, and they're wonderful to go to. They refresh you. They encourage you. They challenge you. At least I hope they do. Now, let me tell you, I've attended a lot of conferences. People call me a conference junkie because I try to get to every conference I can. And if there's a conference that you want me to attend, let me know. I'd love to meet up if you're planning on attending any of these conferences. I will be at CPC. I've got the honor of leading a couple breakouts, one on conflict. It's called I Love Conflict. Can you imagine that? Yes, you can love conflict. And then I'm also moderating a small church panel. That's going to be great. So if you're in a smaller size church, I'd love for you to come check those out at CPC. But there's some fantastic breakouts. And the conference itself is fantastic. I've heard wonderful things about D6 and Etch. I've been at Orange and will be planning on going back to Atlanta again. And I love those conferences. They're fantastic. But here's one thing that I've learned over the years, and I will confess I've been guilty of. I go to a conference. I get my conference buzz. I come home with a suitcase full of freebies that I got from the vendors. I got to see all my friends because I love all my friends and I meet new friends every time I go to conference. That's just the way I am. And if I haven't met you in person, please, if you see me around, come say hi. And especially if you're a listener, I love it when people walk up and say, "Hey, I've listened to your podcast." That's a real blessing to me to know that I'm not just talking into the silly microphone by myself and nobody's listening. I know people are listening. So thanks. But here's what I've been guilty of. I go to these conferences and I get my conference buzz and I come home all excited and nothing really changes. Have you been there? Do you feel me? I think you do. So I've got a challenge. Something that happened to me a number of years ago that changed the way I do conferences forever. It got me focused on a new way of learning and a new way of growing. So here's a couple tips that I give you if you're going off to conference sometime soon here. First off, when you plan on going to a conference, you got to go in with a plan. Before I even looked at what was being offered at that conference, I took time to evaluate my own ministry, my personal leadership, my team, our strengths, our weaknesses, my strengths, my weaknesses. What are some areas that I needed to grow in? Where do I need my team to grow in? My specific leaders to grow, my teachers to grow, small group leaders to grow. And when I do that, then I could start asking the questions, where do I need to strengthen? What do I need to learn? What do I need to improve? What can help me focus and grow? So then I had my list. I started to kind of put that into a priority. What's the most important things that I could learn? What do I really need to grow on first? What's important? What's glaring right now? And then what I would do is take that list and start reading through the breakouts. I'd start looking at, and I would have to read through these lists a number of times because most conferences have a ton of breakouts. Now it's getting better where they're starting to categorize them by themes and different ideas. And that really, really helps you specify your search and to get it streamlined. But you take your list of needs and start looking at those conference breakouts. So many times we take things that we already know, that we already have learned about. And so I challenge you to find a couple breakouts on your weaknesses, on your team's weaknesses. Where are some areas that you need to learn? If preschool is not your thing, go take a preschool breakout. If you don't like conflict, come take my conflict breakout. If you're looking for a new skill, well, then go find some of the skill breakouts. Don't just take your comfort zone and stay in there. Push yourself outside the comfort zone. Find one topic that you have no idea what this is talking about and go take a breakout. Look, you can always buy, most conferences offer the download packages so you can get to ones that you miss. Or if you go to a breakout and it doesn't ring your bell, well, it's okay. If you get the download cards, you can always go back and listen to other ones too. But when you go through that list and you start reading through and you've got your top priority list of your needs, and then you go through and you look at the breakouts, you can start starring breakouts that start to resonate with you, things that you can do, and you can make sure, does it fit this list? And then you begin to pray it through. And this can't be stressed enough. You need to ask God, are these the kind of breakouts you need and that you should do? Sometimes God shows you higher priorities where you need to go. And I would tell you, stay open even during the week of conference for God's voice. Be listening. Have that Samuel attitude, ready to hear God's voice and say, speak to me. Here's another conference tip. When you go to conferences, take a list of questions with you. Lists of questions that you have been nagging at your spirit or things that you've been wondering about or you don't quite understand. And go ask people. Ask the presenters. Ask other leaders. Take some people out to lunch or to dinner and say, hey, I'd like to pick your brain for a little bit. Let me tell you, one of the things I absolutely love about CPC is that the breakout presenters are available. They would love to hang out with you. I would love to sit down and have a cup of coffee with anybody and talk ministry. Before, after, during, it doesn't matter. So if you're looking for somebody to talk to, message me. Look around you. There are plenty of leaders. When you're sitting there on a break, ask questions. Have your list ready, though. Most people don't have a list of questions available, and they haven't thought them through. And then they have an opportunity to talk to a leader. Let me tell you, have a list of questions. Get them ready. Keep them on your mobile device, on a notebook, something where you can go through and ask the leaders the questions. And then make sure you record their answers. Record any resources that they suggest, podcasts, whatever, vendors that you need to go check out, but ask questions. I carry around a small notebook in my pocket so that I can record answers, and a lot of times I have the questions written down in the front, so I can ask the question and then flip a couple pages over and record their answers. They got a business card, I scan it in my phone so that I have it. Make sure you take a book with you, or have an electronic file. I love using Evernote, and I have conference folders in my Evernote. And so every conference I've attended, I set up a new notebook, and I record all the breakouts in there, and I have a template that I use to fill out all the notes from the breakout. If they have notes that the presenter's doing, I scan those in and put those into the Evernote so that I can add the notes that I take and add into it. But let me tell you, as you're listening and as you're attending those breakouts, before you're done, sit down and take a couple minutes and write down your action steps. Star those things that you need to research a little bit more and dig a little deeper on. But find a way to create a little action plan for yourself so that that way you can go back and look at those things. Now, my last tip is an important thing if you're attending a conference. Schedule an extra day to sit, reflect, evaluate, and create. You need time to reflect on what you've learned and what God has spoken to you. You need a chance to evaluate those things that you starred and you highlighted and you said, hey, I need to dig deeper on these things and see where do they fit your list that you created at the very beginning. Then you need to plan and create. Create your plan of what you're going to do next. Who do you need to share some of this information with? How do you need to get resources into their hands? What do you need to put on your calendar as action steps? Maybe there's things you need to put on your calendar to say, well, I can't do this right now, but I need to set some time in the future to come back to this. Put it on your calendar, create that plan, and get it into action. So you might be saying, well, Tom, I don't have the budget to go to conference. I don't have the time to go to conferences. I can't get to a conference. What can I do to grow? What can I do to learn? Well, you probably have already guessed it. I'm going to say hire a coach. Why? Because a coach can see things in your context that maybe you can't even see. A coach can help come alongside you and have a conversation with you and help you understand issues that you may not understand that you need to wrestle with. Structures you need to build. Yeah. Full disclosure, most of you, if you don't know already, know that I do KMC coaching. I believe God has called me full-time into this coaching world where I'm coming alongside ministry leaders. Got about 8 or 9 of them right now that I'm walking with right now, and I love every moment, and I have room for more. So if you're interested, I would love to have a conversation with you. It was one of the best investments I ever made in myself and in my ministry was hiring a coach. Because like I said, he helped me see me. The way God wired me, the way God created me to lead and get comfortable that way. And then he helped me see my ministry and the challenges I was facing, and I grew so much. Honestly, I grew more from my coaching experience than any conference I've attended. And I love conferences, and I will go to conferences, and I'll keep going to conferences, and I'll encourage people to go to conferences. But why? Why do I say that? Because again, he helped me learn in my context. He helped me learn by being me and in the world that I live in. A lot of times the breakout presenters live in different worlds and have different budgets and different sized ministries, and they don't understand my context. But my coach will take time to learn and understand, and he helped me do that. And then he helped me take that learning, and he made me and helped me learn how to create an action plan. And action steps in that action plan. And then he helped me calendar those steps. And he held me accountable to those calendars. And then I put them into action. And when I got stuck, he helped me see where God was leading and where God was challenging me to grow. And he continued to help me and push me through. If you'd like to learn more about coaching and what it can do for you, I would highly recommend you check out KMC Coaching. I will also tell you, if I'm not a good fit for you, there are other coaching programs out there that I would highly recommend to you. And I will certainly do that. I've done that to a couple people already that they just weren't a good fit. And so I challenged them to go to one of these other that were doing coaching that I know of. I'd love to chat with you if you're interested. And I offer a free 30-minute phone call to anyone that wants to learn more. And we can figure out if it's the best fit for you and your budget. And how we can do that. You can go over to kmccoach.net. There's a couple interest forms there, or you can go right down to the bottom of the page. There's a calendar where you can set up a phone call, and I'd love to talk to you about that. One last thing in this episode, and then we're going to wrap it up. I've been working on several projects because I want to help build the community, and again, I'm in a season of life where God has asked me to create some things. And so I've been researching and praying and working with some other members of the kid ministry community to build some things. And one of the things that I'm doing personally is writing a book. And this is the first time I've ever talked about this publicly. I've told a few of my close friends and a few other people that I know that I'm working on this book. But it's been a work in progress for a long time. But over the last couple of months, I've really focused hard in because I want to get it done. This book is a book about helping ministry leaders last and thrive in ministry. I know how hard ministry can be. We can have great seasons and we can have really hard seasons. I've been in ministry for over 30 years. My father was a pastor for over 50 years in ministry, and I've seen some amazing God moments, but I've also watched some really hard, hard things happen to myself, to my father, to many of my friends. We all get wounded in battle, and sometimes it's friendly fire. It's not from the enemy. It comes from inside the church. And a lot of times leaders, especially younger leaders, don't know how to process it. And instead of processing and instead of getting healthy, they either quit and run away to another place or they just quit altogether. And so God has really put it on my heart to write this book to say, hey, what do you do when it happens, when you get wounded? What do you do to process the hurt? What do you do when you've been fired or let go? Yeah, it's happened to me. What do you do when there's conflict in the church? How do you help? How do you not make it worse? What can you do? How do you live a life so that burnout is not something you fear, but something you know how to prevent? And so that's what this book's about. And I've been pouring into it for a while now, and I'm looking forward to concluding it soon. But I'm looking for some stories. Stories of people who've been in ministry, who've been bitten, wounded, hurt, and you've grown from it, and you've even thrived from it. If you're a ministry leader and you've come through some hard things, I would like to hear your story and maybe use some of it in this final section of my book to encourage those who come behind us. I want this book to be therapy for some people. It's been therapeutic for me to process some of the things that I've been through. I know that God doesn't waste my pain. He doesn't waste the things that I've been through. And so I want to take this last section of this book and take some stories and almost make it a Hebrews 11 type story that we're going to come alongside anyone who reads this book and cheer them on. I want them to know that you can make it through and you don't have to run away and quit, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to divide and conquer and to destroy anyone who's a threat to his sinful kingdom. He doesn't realize he's already lost the battle, but until then, he's going to keep fighting against us, and he's going to try to take as many down as we can, dig us into deeper and deeper depressions and burnouts, and just walk away. And I don't want to do that. Like my friend Mike Johnson said in episode 76, I want leaders to know that when they go into a ministry assignment, they're bringing their casket with them, and they're staying for the long haul. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to that episode. Mike stayed in a church for 25 years, and he told God, if you're going to call me here, I'm bringing my casket with me. So that's what I want this book to be, a challenge to stay in it until God calls you home. So if you'd be willing to share your story, I'd love for you to message me. You could even drop me a note in my email at wbman99@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you and connect and hear your story and possibly even use it in my book. Well, that's it for this episode. And I hope all this little rambling has been a blessing to you. I hope it's been an encouragement to you, a challenge to you. And I'm looking forward. We've got some great episodes lined up in the next few weeks, some great ministry resources, some great interviews. And I'm super excited. And I can't thank you enough for listening to the KMC. If I can be of service, whether you're interested in coaching or not, if I can serve you, if I can help you, if I can come be a blessing to your church, to speak to your group, to your volunteers, to help you, to have some fun with you, I would love to do that. And so you can message me at PT Bump on Twitter or Instagram, comment on the KMC Facebook page, and message me there. And I would love to talk to you. Or go over to KMC Coach, TomBump.com, my home on the web, and you can get in touch with me there. I would love to be there. My whole life's calling now is to serve and run alongside of you. Those of you that are in there in the trenches week in and week out, I'm right there with you, cheering you on, praying for you every Sunday, asking God to protect you and your families, to bring healing to the hurts that are in your life, to revive you, to strengthen you, to encourage you at the moment that you feel like I can't go another step. I want you to hear me standing on the sideline like I coach, screaming at you, keep going, one more yard for the kingdom, one more yard, one more child, because you can. God has called you to a high calling of serving and ministering and loving those children to Jesus. Put on the whole armor and stand, because God's going to fight the battle for you. You may not see all the victories just yet, but know that you will, because God is faithful when he calls us. Thanks for listening to this edition of the KMC. God bless y'all. I love you. And we'll look forward to another edition, Kids Ministry Collective podcast, real soon. You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBum. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.